The global sugar market's an absolute wreck, and it always has been. And it's always been a wreck because of foreign subsidization. And there are 120 countries around the world that produce sugar, and there's 120 countries that subsidize their sugar production in some way, shape, or form. So when you look at sugar prices on the global market, it really looks like a roller coaster. You have very high peaks, very low valleys. Here in the United States, we're somewhat insulated from that thanks to our no-cost sugar policy. But I'll tell you right now, we have some pretty low prices here in the United States that our growers are dealing with. And much of that has been caused by Mexico dumping subsidized sugar into the U.S. market and our market being oversupplied. And so we're certainly looking forward as we head into the next Congress and the next administration in working on some of those issues.
Hayes says he's been with the industry for over 14 years and has been dealing with this issue all of those years.
Sugar is probably the most distorted commodity market in the world. And it's that distorted because of players like Brazil and India and Thailand. And we need to figure out a way to address those subsidies, those foreign subsidies that's so distorting the market, so that we can figure out how we can let a free market take shape so that the most efficient producers around the globe, not the most subsidized, are the ones rewarded.
But again, Hayes says the American Sugar Alliance is looking forward to working with the new administration on this issue. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.